Well, terrific Tuesday morning, church. It is just great to be able to spend this morning together. This morning we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 2 through 16. And God's saving word for this week, again, is spiritual renewal. And today's reading begins with what appears to be a continuation of the thoughts that Paul expressed earlier in chapter 6, verse 13. Paul is happy to hear that the Corinthians were concerned about him and were sorry for the way they had been acting. He refers to a letter in which he apparently had criticized the actions and behavior of some of the Corinthian Christians. So let's begin. Make room for us in your hearts. We have wronged no one, we have ruined no one, nor tried to take advantage of anyone. I do not say this to condemn you, for, as I have said before, you are so dear to us that we are always together, whether we live or die. I am so sure of you, I take such pride in you. In all our troubles, I am still full of courage, and I am running over with joy. Even after we arrived in Macedonia, we did not have any rest. There were troubles everywhere. Quarrels with others, fears in our hearts, but God, who encourages the downhearted, encouraged us with the coming of Titus. It was not only his coming that cheered us, but also his report of how you encouraged him. He told us how much you want to see me and how sorry you are, how ready you are to defend me, and so I am even happier now. For even if that letter of mine made you sad, I'm not sorry I wrote it. I could have been sorry when I saw that it made you sad for a while, but now I'm happy, not because I made you sad, but because your sadness made you change your ways. That sadness was used by God, and so we caused you no harm. For the sadness that is used by God brings a change of the heart that leads to salvation, and there is no regret in that. But sadness that is merely human causes death. See what God did with the sadness of yours, how earnest it has made you, how eager to prove your innocence. Such indignation, such alarm, such feeling, such devotion, and such readiness to punish wrongdoing. You have shown yourselves to be without fault in the whole matter. So, even though I wrote that letter, it was not because of the one who did wrong or the one who was wronged. Instead, I wrote it to make plain to you in God's sight how deep your devotion to us really is. And that is why we were encouraged. Not only were we encouraged, how happy Titus made us with his happiness over the way in which all of you helped to cheer him up. I did boast of you to him. And you have not disappointed me. We have always spoken the truth to you, and in the same way, the boast we made to Titus has proved true. And so his love for you grows stronger as he remembers how all of you were ready to obey his instructions, how you welcomed him with fear and trembling. How happy I am that I can depend on you completely. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. For the sadness that is used by God brings a change of heart that leads to salvation. You know, in this passage of Scripture, Paul refers to a letter that he wrote that we don't have in our Bibles. As a matter of fact, the writings of Paul indicate that he wrote 4 letters to the church in Corinth, and only 2 have survived and 2 have been lost to antiquity. And so we only have an idea of what these other 2 letters may have contained, especially from this particular passage in the second letter to the Corinthians. Actually, this is actually the 3rd letter to the Corinthians, and there was one that was in between. But Paul's source of joy was the fact that the church in Corinth was able to persevere through this difficult time, and because of the sorrow that they felt that God used, they were motivated to get their lives right and to put their support behind Paul. Let us pray. Loving God, may my words and actions this day reflect my love and respect for you, for your will and your ways. Keep my heart and mind on you, that I may experience the full joy that comes from being in your presence and serving you alone. Amen. Well, this is all for today. Tomorrow we'll be talking about how the Apostle Paul encouraged the Corinthians to be generous in their giving. And until then, God bless you. And just you keep holding out for the answer to those prayers. We'll see you tomorrow.